The airport is one of Charlotte's most important assets in attracting new companies and jobs. Governor Pat McCrory says when he was just Mayor Pat, he supported having the airport as a city department. So why is he not going to bat for the city as a bill speeds through the legislature that would put the airport in the control of a regional authority?
I have not been asked to intervene in this issue.
That may soon change. Mayor Anthony Fox has requested a meeting with the governor to discuss the airport. McCrory maintains the schism is not one between Charlotte and Raleigh, but rather between the political and business communities within the city.
I strongly encourage, as a former mayor, but mainly as governor, that these factions get in a room, talk about what the problem is, and come up with the best long-term solution. And in the meantime, I hope the legislation has slowed down a little bit and that they really study the ramifications both for and against an authority before that legislation proceeds.
The bill is scheduled for debate by the full Senate on Wednesday. If it gets over to the House, Speaker Tom Tillis expects his colleagues to be, quote, methodical in reviewing the measure. Governor McCrory notes the bill won't even require his signature since it affects only a small number of counties and is considered local legislation. On the other hand, McCrory says he would sign a bill giving Charlotte the authority to raise taxes for Panthers Stadium renovation. But
I do make recommendations that I think the package needs to be a little more refined.
The city has asked permission to double its restaurant tax for the next 30 years, raising about $1 billion. That is far more than the $125 million request from the Panthers. City officials have been vague about their plans for the rest of the money. As for the $62 million the Panthers would like state leaders to contribute to stadium renovations, McCrory says he will not support that. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.